It's Indie New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dana. Housing, I don't know, is becoming, I don't know, a bigger and bigger issue right the way across London, but particular here in East London, where, I don't know, where there seems to be plenty of new homes being built. I don't know, cranes, I know, building sites springing up all over the place. But very few of these seem to be genuinely affordable social housing that local people can afford. Now, regular listeners to the show now may remember that we were talking about the proposed redevelopment of West Ham Stadium. That was only last week we were talking about that, where property developers at Galliard, they are seeking planning permission to build 838 new homes, absolutely none of which will be social housing, and just 51 of them available on a shared ownership, that's a part rent, part buy basis. Yeah, well, last weekend, New Sound Radio 92 FM, we sent Neil Roberts, a special guest reporter, out to find out about an event taking place looking at the problem of decent affordable housing here in East London.
Around 5,000 people braved freezing wind and rain on Saturday to march on City Hall, calling on Mayor Boris Johnson to take action over London's housing crisis. Separate marches set out from Elephant and Castle in the south and from Shoreditch in Hackney. The East London march of more than 2,000 people was led by the Focus E15 Mothers, who've been campaigning for affordable social housing here in Newham. The protest was organised by a coalition of residents groups and housing campaigners from across London. They want Mayor Johnson to introduce a cap on rents to stop the demolition of council homes and to build more social housing. Eileen Short from Tower Hamlets is the national chair of Defend Council Housing and one of the organisers of the march. She told New Sound 92 FM that Londoners had been hit by a triple whammy with the demolition of council houses for redevelopment, changes to housing benefits and the rise in rents in the private sector.
We know of 70 council estates that are threatened with redevelopment, demolition. At the same time, the benefit cuts mean that anybody who's not already in some kind of decent housing is got no chance of finding anything and is thrown to the mercy of the private rented sector. And really a whole generation of younger people are struggling, and people are paying 50-60% of all their money in rent in a totally unregulated bear pit of a market. So bringing all that together and saying there's nothing inevitable about this, politicians and developers between them have made this crisis and they can unmake it, we can have rent controls, you can stop demolishing estates, you can build council housing, that's what this is about. And in the process, giving everybody the confidence that actually we can win.
Protesters made their way through Shoreditch, the symbolic heart of East London's gentrification, that process where people are forced out of their communities by redevelopment and increasing housing costs. East Londoners on the march said rents are too expensive and there aren't enough homes being built for ordinary people to live in.
Rent's just too expensive and, you know, no matter how much you make on an average wage, you just can't really, you're a slave to your landlord. More council housing, more cheap housing, affordable housing, I guess.
There's a march for housing, there's a march for social housing. By that we mean council housing. It's about defending council housing and also protesting about the gentrification, the social cleansing of working class people. Social cleansing means kicking out local people, you know, no housing for us, all our housing is being sold off. Basically we're tired and we're not having it anymore.
I think that there's some serious issues with what's happening to London, mostly around people no longer being able to find a secure or affordable place to live. The most striking thing, I think, about this government and about kind of Boris as taking a similar line is the impact, is the way that they've kind of regraded affordable housing and slashed budgets. And so under Boris in London, under the wider government now, affordable housing means 80% of market rent. And in London, that obviously is pricing out loads of people already. So affordable is no longer affordable. So I think they should do something about that.
I've got a son who is 25, and I think it's extremely worrying that there's no affordable housing for young people. There needs to be a rent cap, and they need to look very, very carefully into who they're selling all the London housing stock to and why.
As the march reached City Hall, Newsound 92 FM caught up with the Focus E15 mothers. I asked campaigner Jasmine Stone how important it was to bring all these people together from across London.
It's so important because it's showing how bad the situation is with housing. So many people are being affected, and resistance really does work. When people stand together and show they're not going to put up with social cleansing, we can stand together and make a difference and fight back.
And what are the demands on Boris Johnson? What do you think he should be doing?
To build social housing and stop social cleansing. People are being forced out of London, away from their support networks and family, and we need to demand that everybody stays around their support networks and lives in truly affordable housing. Affordable housing, what Boris Johnson calls affordable, is 80% of market rate with rents up to £2,400 a month. That's not affordable for working class people.
Eileen Short from Defend Council Housing says the situation is so bad many people feel they have no option but to take action.
It's getting desperate, it's getting hard, and I think in terms of housing, especially in London, people are thinking this is never going to get any better unless we do something. And I think that's what is like a last straw for people, that you have to get out and do something, because the map of London is being redrawn around us. And if we don't do this now, you know, my youngest is already saying, I'll be renting in the private sector when I'm 65, and how will I afford it? That's not a way I think London ought to be, and now is the time to stop it.
Are you confident?
Well, I think if today is anything to go by, lots of people said to us, you can't do this. People won't march in January. We've stuck to our guns, we've called it, and here are people. And this is the way. This is how we won council housing in the first place. And this is how the way that we'll stop the developers' mayhem in London.
And Jasmine Stone from Focus E15 agrees that protesting could be the only way to get the message through to London's leaders.
There's thousands of us here, so hopefully we'll make City Hall rumble.
And of course here on Newsound Radio 92 FM, we'll be keeping you up to date with housing campaigns locally. I don't know, they seem to be springing up almost on a weekly basis now, yeah? And also, of course, many thanks to Neil Roberts for that excellent report as well on last week's protest, a march to County Hall. Hope to be hearing more from you soon. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at a tale of two East London mayors. Stay tuned.